right.
Okay, we're going.
This
is the Poop Scoop. I'm Tyson.
David.
Justin. And this is your this is the only podcast that remembers Ernst Home Supplies, the Ernst Home Center store. You guys remember that? Ernst?
I remember Eagle Hardware and Garden.
You guys don't remember Ernst? I don't know if you guys were living here when Ernst was here. No, you were.
Ernst,
like,
I remember Ernst.
I remember
it was like 96. Oh, Hardee's was good.
Yeah, Hardee's.
Oh, they had the Carl Malone fried chicken.
Yeah.
Hated their hamburgers, but man, I want that fried chicken back.
Mm. Hardee's was basically a Carl's Jr.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
It's owned by those.
Yeah. I guess it's like Hardee's on the East Coast, Carl's Jr. on the West Coast. West Coast!
I didn't know that. So,
yeah.
The name.
Okay. So, Poop Scoop, I guess, is going to go away.
Yeah. Let's make it official.
Justin wants to make a new name.
Justin wants to just call it, like, Tyson's Basement.
No, I want to call Gamer's Coop in Tyson's Basement.
Whatever.
I don't know. Or something like this. If you have a suggestion, let us know. All you people out there listening to our podcast.
Just email us like podcast at gamerscoop.com.
There you go. Okay, moving on.
Moving on.
Okay, what are we doing?
Well, what games, I guess, we play?
Oh, yeah, games we've been playing?
Mm-hmm.
I'll go first.
Okay.
So, I'm totally obsessed with Diablo 3 right now on the Switch.
With Brady.
Yeah, I've been
playing
with my friend Brady.
I think Brady's obsessed with you than
But Brady's already pretty much completed it. He got to Paragon level 750
he's like
something.
Out on the game?
Well, he's gone as far as he wants to. I'm trying to get the seasonal rewards right now. I'm trying to do all the season journey. And I already got like the first four chapters done, but doing like the conquest is where I'm getting stuck right now. We just tried to do beating the story mode in an hour. That was ridiculous. We only got to the end of Act 2.
Is that like an official game mode or something? Or is it just
no.
a personal challenge?
Conquests, you can look them up on the leaderboard while you're in a seasonal, looking at your season journey. You go to leaderboard, and you can see, like, on the far right, there's a tab that says Conquests. And it just it's like a special achievement.
Okay.
It's a really, really hard achievement.
Oh, so you do get some sort of
It's required to do the season journey. So, anyway, and then I've been playing a little bit of Dragon Quest Builders 2 on the side of that. Mm-hmm. My daughter already beat it, so I'm way behind her. I'm only in the second area. So, anyway, that's what I've been playing. And I'm excited to play Classic WoW, but we'll talk about that later.
Yeah. Well, I played some Classic WoW for the stress test.
Yeah? Tell us about it, Tyson.
They only let you go to 15, but it was fun. It was slow. It was great.
Jealous.
Oh,
how long did
it
take
great.
You to get to those... That sweet level 15.
I don't know, on and off for like the weekend.
Okay.
A couple hours each time I'd log in and play.
Yeah.
But then
so you'd get like a level or two each time you'd log in?
Yeah.
That's not bad.
But then, you know, I'd do grinding and stuff like that, you know, I'd get my trade skills up and junk like that too. So that took some time.
Cool.
And did I mention last time that I played Bloodstained?
I think you might have.
Might have, yeah. I'm
but
still kind of
beat it, right?
Yeah, beat it on the Switch. Still going through it on the PS4.
Oh, I didn't know you're currently still playing on the PS4 version of it.
Yeah.
And you liking it better on the PS4?
Yeah, it's still the same, about the same as I liked it on the Switch.
I heard people saying that, like, who was it that said they just couldn't play it anymore? One YouTuber was like, I can't handle it. And he stopped playing it on the Switch because it was glitching out so bad.
Yeah, both of them have glitches. I mean, I've found glitches in both of them. Like, some of them might pretty much soft lock you.
Yeah, that's how it was for him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's sad to see stuff like that, but the PS4 is probably, the better version. Because it runs a bit smoother, and it's got a little bit better graphical effects and stuff.
Yeah.
But,
Rule of Two review. Do you know him?
No.
He knows a lot about Star Wars, and he does a little bit of... Anyway, he was talking how he got stuck, and he's like, I thought of buying it on the PS4, but then I'd have to start all over, and I don't know if I want to do that. But, Justin, you played a little bit of...
Which game are we talking about?
Bloodstained?
Bloodstained.
Oh, Bloodstained. Okay, yeah, I did want to talk about that when you guys want me to.
Well, no, we're talking about it right now.
Yeah, we're talking about it right now.
Go for it.
So, Bloodstained, I haven't played it on the PS4 like you guys have, but...
Well, I haven't played it on anything. I won't.
Yeah, and so like we've talked about, we have nothing to compare it to, so you don't know what you're missing out on. really, kind of thing. But I will say this, like, I told you guys this in the car. I was really frustrated with dying on the game and then having to go way back to a save spot, which I went, docked my ship and went and explored this whole area, and I couldn't find a save for the life of me, like a save room. And it's kind of like Castlevania where you find a little save spot and you sit on a bench or something. Kind of like Hollow Knight, yeah. But I was so mad because I went way back. It was like I lost probably 30 minutes of gameplay. And, you know, all this money that I got and all these weapons that I found and picked up, all just gone. And I was so mad because like, I was forced into a boss battle. Like, I didn't want to go in here. Like, if I knew it was going to be a boss, I wouldn't have gone in this room.
Well, the bosses always have that strange, weird door.
Yeah. Yeah, so the red door? Is it shiny and red?
Well, it's not shiny. It's the one that kind of like...
glows?
Well, there's another kind of... Well, there's doors that glow red.
There's ones that glow blue and glow
red.
Yeah,
yeah. There's ones that glow red, but they're not boss doors. The boss doors are like those mechanical ones that like split open up.
I guess I should have known that. But then
Justin, you're the first person I've heard talk... Oh, we're getting shot.
Oh, turn the volume down.
You're the first person I've heard that has said that they've been stuck, or not stuck, but they have to go back that far. Like, that's the first time I've heard anybody talking about that.
It's kind of a hard
game.
There's
a negative in that game.
Maybe I chose, like, a hard difficulty level. I don't know. Like, but I feel like this is a way harder game than Castlevania. And here's my other issue with it, my other stink with it, is that the graphics, and I know that you probably will say the PS4 is way better with this, but I feel like it's not smooth. And
no,
fast, and there's a major lag issue.
That's why their whole team's working
on the Switch. I'm like, oh, that's kind of bad. Like, the game is fun. The game's great. It's beautiful looking, but I'm like, holy crap, this is slow. I got on one page, and like, it was like all of a sudden like jumping in slow motion, and I'm like, what? The Switch can handle Legend of Zelda or. Why can't I think of the name of it?
Breath of the Wild.
And we talked about maybe it uses a boost mode on the Switch, but why can't this game that's a 2D, like there's a little bit of 3D like compression in the background? I don't understand.
Yeah, different engine, but it does that on all the versions. Even the PS4 one, it'll hiccup. Like,
oh, really?
You play and then it'll just pause for like a second like it does on the Switch.
I don't even feel like it's utilizing all of its power.
No.
Anyway.
Well, no.
So why is it having such a hard time?
I think it's just the way they did it in the engine.
Yeah,
it's just
the way
they did it is probably really deep seated in the code,
and they didn't want to change too much.
Probably a big
ported stuff
deal now to fix it.
Didn't it use like Unreal Engine, or am I just imagining?
I don't know.
I used to think it was because they're like, oh, we have to really dumb it down for the Switch version. They dumbed it down too much.
Yeah.
And that's what I thought the problem was.
Because of, like, when I push the jump button and my guy jumps, like, a couple of kind of a long time after that. I'm like, this is not acceptable. He's like, it is really bad response time. Honestly, like, it's not solid. It's not smooth. I can tell why it's a fun game, but I'm not having a good experience with that side of it. I'm not. It's like, you go from that to Hollow Knight, you will notice a massive difference. And in my opinion, Hollow Knight has some very original, like cool-looking graphics.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's Unreal Engine, so I'm sure...
Is it?
Yeah, I'm sure probably some of that's from the Unreal Engine and just how they're
maybe
working
with it. Maybe the Switch can't process the Unreal Engine like
all the others. I think it depends on the way they developed it.
I think, other Unreal Engine games on the Switch, I'm sure they don't have that issue.
Yeah, it's just the way they used it.
Yeah, and Nate and Clint were talking with us in a chat. Like, we all text each other on a group text. But they were saying that because Bloodstained's selling way more copies on the Switch than any other system, then Bloodstained, like, developers are working their butts off now.
All they said...
That's what Clint said.
On opening day, they said, sorry about the issues, we realize you've seen them. We're putting a lot of our resources on to fixing the problems.
I thought
that's all they
Clint
really
said. There was another update, some more recently.
Oh, I don't know.
Like within the last week.
They're still doing updates for it, but
I've been playing,
I wouldn't say
one.
It's just because like the Switch is on fire, you know.
Well, since I've
they've
been playing
still got
it, there hasn't
to do.
Been one update.
No, they've done an update already.
Okay.
Do you have automatic updates on yours?
Yeah.
Because it should update when you first install it. So then you
probably didn't see it happen.
It got it. When you first play the game, if it's a cartridge, it gets the files it needs. So it just gets any updates up to that point. But that's my experience with Bloodstained on the Switch. I kind of wanted to see it on your PlayStation 4 really quick today.
Mm-hmm.
Just to compare.
That. Yeah.
But, I've been playing that, and then I honestly went and bought the Doom trilogy, the original. I went and got Doom 1, original 1, and 2, and 3, because Bethesda relaunched all of them on the Switch. And I found out they relaunched them on the iPhone, too. And I'm like, what? I didn't know they did that.
So now you're going to go buy them on
the iPhone. I
kind of want
to get it on the iPhone just to see how it runs.
Yeah.
But it would be even more portable for me. But it would be on a tiny, tiny screen. I just don't know if I'd enjoy that too much. And you can't use a controller.
And when Bethesda released it, they took away my Doom on the Xbox Live Arcade that I owned for like a couple days. And then they brought it back. Really? Yeah, they brought it back, but I guess apparently you can't buy it anymore. Because heaven forbid, you know, they, you know, can't make more money.
Is it? It's the original Doom that you had on the Xbox?
Yep.
So I really like it. I think they did really well with Doom 1, 2, and 3 is kind of a different beast. I don't know if you guys you played Doom 3.
Yeah,
I don't know if David ever played Doom 3.
I think I beat Doom 3.
It feels totally different than any other Doom.
It's more like survival horror.
Yeah, it's a survival horror game. I feel like I'm playing your Resident Evil Resurrection game or whatever it's called. The new ones that are like more of a 3D view from behind.
Okay.
I don't know. It felt like that, where every move you make is a little bit more like serious, and it's slower paced, and
you always have
to put a code into a locker to get items, because you'll run out of ammo if you don't, and just things like that.
And it was always just monster closets. Like, you'd walk and you'd be like, some imps are going to spawn in behind you.
Yeah, monsters would crawl out of a hole that you're like, there's no way anybody could fit in there, but there he is. And you open a door, and there's a zombie, and you're like, wow, surprise.
Yep.
But the boys are here with me again, my two boys. And they were there watching me play Doom 3. What was your reaction, Michael?
It's like scary. It's like you turn a corner and it's like zombie.
They got freaked out because it was late at night, and like all the other kids had gone to bed, and I was in the basement playing it. And then all of a sudden, one of these monsters popped out around a corner, and it was like, whoa! And they flipped.
Like, I mean, that was so strange. I do think it's really cool that they're releasing so much on the Switch. What is... there's just so many games these days.
And yeah.
I mean, I think it's cool, but it's like...
you gotta be careful with not doing too much too fast.
Like, yeah, I just wish it was more new games and less, like, games from, like, you know, previous console generations. Like, as much as the Switch is great, and I do love the Switch, I don't need my Xbox 360 library ported over. I don't need my GameCube library ported over.
Well, you don't. Because you have it all still. Well, other people might want.
Yeah, but you know what? I want to see that time and energy spent into new games.
Yeah.
Give me games built for the Switch, not like, well, here's a game from 1993. We'll port it over to the Switch because the Switch is hot right now.
Yeah. Well, it's easy money for them. That's why
true.
Cash cow.
And, you know, supply and demand. So demand is people really love being able to play these games all portably, and they're eating it up.
Yeah.
But, I mean, yeah, I hear what you're saying. I'd rather see nice new creative games. And you know, on the Switch, I have liked the creative new releases that they've had. I'm really excited for Luigi's Mansion 3 and Link's Awakening, which is a remake, but it's totally remade. I mean, it's like...
Yeah, we'll see how much.
I wanted to mention the Genesis Classic.
Yeah, that looks good.
We've been showing it off today. Have you heard about that, Justin?
What,
42.
I saw you guys chatting about
on the Genesis Mini or whatever. What
42
is it
Genesis. It's the Sega Genesis
games.
Yeah.
On the little
on one of these little
on games. The little tiny thing. Yeah. And this, it's high.
You just
quality.
Put that system right into a TV though.
Yeah, like it's got HDMI.
So like they've had other companies trying to help them make.
Well,
stuff
they've had At Games
is really is jank.
Yeah.
So this is Sega actually manufacturing the hardware?
Sega,
they oversaw it.
It's Sega directly. And M2. It's just like...
Yeah, because Sega doesn't do hardware anymore. They kind of sold out on that.
The hardware's probably something like a Raspberry Pi-ish type of
But hardware. They just completely oversaw the manufacturing of this. And its quality. Like, everybody who's been looking at it.
Well, that's one I might buy, then, depending on the price.
When is it coming out, though? Do we know?
September 19th, I think it was.
Okay. So, yeah.
So, it's going
to
have, like,
it's cool because Sega's giving this out, like, a month in advance to all these people. So, they're being really smart about it. Like, here we are giving you tons of games, and it's quality.
Can you get more games, though, or is it just what
you got? No, it's just...
Well, it can be hacked.
Well,
just like any of them.
Sure, but like what Justin
said, you can put ROMs in there.
It's not, you know, you can't buy like a ROM pack for, you know, buy.
But if you hacked it, technically you could throw more ROMs in there.
Yeah, that's assuming what people did with the Sony one, because they're like, it's only $25 right now if you go to Best Buy.
Just assuming on how much space there is on it, I don't think we don't know how big the space is.
Mm-hmm. Apparently, the story with the Sony one is it. I think they might even be selling it for $20 at some places.
You're talking about this PlayStation one that Tyson has that you guys didn't
but
like.
It has better hardware in it, apparently, so people actually will buy it and then hack it so that they can do that for their ROM machine.
Well, the PlayStation Mini went down in price like 2 weeks after it was out.
Yeah.
Like, nobody wanted it, so they were like, we're going to have to keep cutting the price, because...
Yeah, it was $100 to launch, and they just didn't pour much love and care into it.
I mean, it's not an awful device. Like, a lot of people out there are saying, like, it's, you know, this huge mistake. It's not awful, but it's not great either.
Yeah.
It's like it Sony has a weird definitely selection cut corners. Of games. Yeah.
That's for sure. And then they did the PEGI versions of it, or not PEGI, but
the European versions.
Yeah, European versions, which are slower, which the Europeans never really knew, but they
PAL
have, like,
or whatever.
Yeah, the PAL versions had, I guess, slower. Frame rates and stuff. Right?
They had that different standard. Like, theirs was more about like resolution and color depth at the sacrifice of like
there
refresh
was a
rate.
More laggy, mm-hmm. laggy.
Why yeah. ours were like the resolution color wasn't as good, but we could go fast.
Okay,
so that's
the difference between the UK TVs back in the day.
Yeah,
and ours. And what was ours called? Like
NTSC.
SC. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, you would see like on some games when they started up. PAL and NTSC compatible or something like this. Like, I remember Psygnosis was the one that made Wipeout. Mm-hmm. And they didn't even put Wipeout on that thing.
No, they did not.
Which is weird to me because it was a launch title for the PlayStation, which I feel really showed off the PlayStation.
It just felt like
and its power.
Sony didn't really have much of a hand in the production of that thing. They just kind of let some other person that didn't really know as much charge of it. I don't know.
I think what happened was licenses all got in the way. Because apparently some people have hacked into it and they found like data files that have stuff like Tomb Raider on it, Wipeout, Crash Bandicoot, settings for all those games.
Hmm.
And I think just what happened was, oh man, all these licenses got in the way, like for the music and then for the game characters and all that stuff.
That's weird.
When the music should all be tied to the game and the company owns it.
Well, the problem with Wipeout is they use like that techno music from different bands.
Oh yeah,
so,
Wipeout.
So, so they had a
lot. It has Firestarter from like Prodigy. Well, yeah, the first one didn't. The second and third did.
Well, I think the first one actually had licensed music in it.
It was a licensed artist. Yeah, his name's Cold Storage.
Yeah, so
they have the soundtrack and love it.
They had to license it, and the thing is the license was good for, you know, those licenses are generally good for a certain amount of time.
And you can actually just get that soundtrack on Spotify.
Yeah, I already have it on there.
It's great.
So that's the problem with the PlayStation Classic. Really,
well, XL and 3 had like Orbital, Prodigy, who are big bands, like, right? Like in Britain, UK, those are big artists. People love techno music over there more than we do.
Well, Europe in general, especially
Underworld.
Russia. Russia loves their techno.
Oh yeah, all of Europe, like they're fanatics about it. Anyway, yeah, I think you're right about that, Tyson. That's probably why they didn't put those on there.
Well, and if you think about it, the Crash trilogy came out like around that time, and maybe that was like kind of another hurdle they had to deal with them and say, hey.
Oh, for
you know,
other systems like Switch.
People say that, but I don't think so. I think that would have been a great sell through. Opportunity, like
probably
you have Crash on the PlayStation. It gets people who are like, "Oh wow, Crash! I remember him," and they're like, "Oh cool, Crash is on the PS4." Like,
well, and
that,
you would think that
that's
that
a huge upsell
the
right there.
But maybe someone else didn't see it that
then
way.
They're dumb if they didn't see it that way. Plain and it's rude to say, but
yeah,
that's like the best upsell there. I know. I am. I'm not going to hide it.
So, do we want to move on to another topic now? Like
GameStop, yeah. Classic? Retro games?
Okay. Which one do you want to do first?
Let's do GameStop.
Okay, GameStop.
Let's
see what Justin knows about this.
Yeah, you don't anything?
You can tell me a little bit, and then I'll give you my opinion.
Okay, well, apparently GameStop, this is something they've been doing for the past couple of years, but now they're moving it to in-store, where they've been selling retro games.
Well, let's back up even more. They've been going downhill for a while, right?
Yeah.
So they've been trying to reinvent the way they do things.
As people say they have, yeah, and they've been doing whatever
they
can.
The only
get money.
Game store, though.
Yeah.
Kind of have a monopoly on
it. It kind of happens when they bought out every other game store.
But they're competing with Amazon and all the big online
of course. Just
retailers.
Like any brick and mortar.
But Best
all
Buy
suffering.
Has been doing pretty good.
That's because they have come up with other things and
they sell more than just
games.
They sell a whole lot more than just games. Yeah.
Well, GameStop technically sells more than games. Now it's more of a clothing and toy shop than it is games.
Well, yeah, it's kind of like a Spencer's
at this point.
It's like a media play.
Yeah, you have
an FYE.
You have nerd gifts in there now.
Yeah.
Stuff
like you can't find elsewhere.
Pop culture.
Yeah.
But now they're just moving this retro game thing into the store where you'll be able to go in the store and be like, oh, here's some like N64 games and... Why that's cool, the problem is this is not going to work for GameStop unless they do a couple things. One, they have to roll it out to every store, which it seems like they're not going to do.
Oh, really?
At least from some reports, yeah. And then another thing is
have to roll it out to every store?
Well, because who's going to care if they do it if it's not in your area?
That's true.
You know? Plus, another issue is they have to have a good selection, and I think that's where it's going
to
hurt them.
Yeah, because they're going to have to get those somewhere. And they're already rare. Some of those are really rare.
They have to test out every game.
Well, they have a place that supposedly does that.
They do it. I went there and sold my retro systems to them.
Well, no, they actually have like a...
It's like another...
Yeah.
So I know, but the guy tests them before he even accepts them.
Yeah.
I had a stack of retro games that I went in with, and I got $150 or something like this by selling a whole buttload of N64, PlayStation, Dreamcast. But he took my Dreamcast... and my N64, and he couldn't take either one. My N64 wouldn't boot up the games, even though it did at home. I don't know what was wrong there. And then the Dreamcast worked just fine, but it had a chip in the corner, like a little crack on the casing of the system. And he's like, oh, sorry, we can't take it. I'm like, it worked, though.
Yeah.
Come on. Like, you could discount. He's like, sorry, company, you know, corporate rules, like I can't. They just don't let me take the system back. What? That's ridiculous.
But I just don't know how successful this is going to be for GameStop, because unless
such Nazis about this stuff.
Yeah, and unless they can get a good selection, like, some of the pictures they showed, it didn't impress me. It's like, yeah, they got the Mario games for the NES, the SNES, and N64, but, like, there's more to retro games than just Super Mario or Nintendo stuff.
Yeah, so they need Genesis, they need Jaguar, they need...
Yeah.
Kind of a wide variety of stuff.
Yeah, like if I can't go in and see like Sega Saturn games, I'm probably not going to care, you know, or something for the Sega Dreamcast or...
Well, you'll just go to your other retro store in the neighborhood.
Yeah, that still doesn't have those.
Yeah, I mean, there's two right here in our town that have them.
Yeah,
and I've gone in there and I've got a decent selection.
And a lot of times not for the stuff I'm looking for. Sometimes Sega Saturn's just not even there.
Yeah.
Genesis selection is weak.
Well, and I don't know much, so
yeah, that's what I end up doing.
Amazon.
Yeah, that's what I end up doing, and this is why I don't think GameStop's gonna
do
well
on
this.
You're competing with Amazon, and that is gonna be hard to do.
And again, another problem is how big are most GameStops? You know, you're gonna tell me that they're gonna have all this extra shelf space?
Yeah, they're already packing it in as much as it is.
Yeah, especially when a third of the store is Funko Pops.
Well, I heard they might be changing that too. This might be part of the move, is they're going to stop doing less of that junk that isn't really game-related.
Yeah, I don't know. I wonder...
In those retro ones.
I wonder how lucrative those have been, like selling Pickle Rick shirts and, you know...
I don't know, it works for,
it
like...
It seems like the stuff that they should just have in Hot Topic and then...
Yeah, it works for, like, a company like Hot Topic, but...
Yeah, did, like, GameStop just rob a Hot Topic
I know.
And just spread it out?
I'm seeing some of the same crap, and they're, like, gothy stuff. It's like,
yeah.
Are all gamers gothy these days?
It's like...
I don't understand this.
They just robbed a Hot Topic, and they're like, man, this merchandise is hot. We'll just spread it across all the stores. You know, can't
like
chase
bands,
it that
t-shirts
way.
And stuff.
Yeah.
It's like, what?
Now, I also heard that GameStop has, I guess they're supported or funded by a large amount of money.
Sure. Well, it's probably...
because they're part of another corporation. An umbrella
corp. That's
so they're just like a little wing of it. And so if they fail, it's no big deal. So they're just like experimenting with GameStop right now.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's just their little play thing right now.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, what works? Oh, let's try this. Let's try this. Like,
I don't know. The company's also been trying to get bought out too. So I don't know.
That's, oh, yeah.
If
they're trying to get
company.
Bought out, then who are they part of?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, okay. Is that all about that?
Stop. Yeah, we can go on to Classic WoW.
Okay, Classic WoW. Yeah.
David's really never played Classic WoW, but he's jonesing for it.
Yes.
I was there like before day one.
Got me all excited because I joined in on Wrath of the Lich King.
Yeah.
It was like halfway through by the time we joined, my wife and I. And, you know, at the time, she was like really, really loving it. And so I was like, sure, I'll try this. I mean, I've heard of World of Warcraft. I'd never really played it. I'd beaten Warcraft 1 and 2 and 3. I'd played 3, but I didn't actually beat it.
Yeah.
But I got hooked a little bit into playing as my warrior, and that was fun. And I tried a paladin, and I was just having a blast with it.
I remember when you played on Robert's account.
Yeah. I played all the way through Cataclysm, which was the expansion after Lich King.
Yep.
And then I kind of fizzled out slowly after that. And so I haven't even played the last two expansions. No, but I'm excited to play Classic WoW.
Yeah, Classic WoW is
fun. And me and Tyson are going to play it together.
I mean, with all, you know, Classic WoW has a lot of jank, I'm not going to lie. But it's fun.
Well, I remember, you know, there was a lot of in Wrath of the Lich King that you had... I mean, how much of it had changed by then, I guess is a good question.
Well, they ended up modifying a lot of the specs and everything.
You could do dual spec, right?
Yeah.
In Wrath?
And
is that when they introduced that?
Yeah. And then in Burning Crusade before Wrath, they ended up making all specs kind of raid viable.
Raid viable.
Yeah, which wasn't a thing in Classic.
Which means what exactly?
Which means, like, you're not going to be going into a raid as a rep paladin, basically. Because you really can't do much.
Oh.
It's why no one had, like, tank paladins either, because paladins really couldn't tank the raids.
Wait, guys, really quick. Sorry, going back to the GameStop thing, I found it on Wikipedia. It used to be owned by several different parent companies.
Yeah.
In fact, Barnes & Noble was one of the owners, the last owner, actually.
Huh.
In 2004, they were done owning it, and I think GameStop just kind of owned itself now. It's its own Inc. now, incorporated. Hmm. And it owns Game Informer magazine.
Yep.
And it used to be Babbage's. Babbage's was the company name.
Well,
and that actually transformed into GameStop.
I think GameStop bought Babbage's.
Yeah, they
bought Babbage's, and they bought like
Funko
Land. It just
says like formerly Babbage's, 1984 to 99.
Because GameStop bought them, and
used
to also be
EB
Games.
EB Games was kind of swallowed up by
them. And like Funko Land was swallowed up by them.
Yeah.
Now they also have an online like store too, right? Like that sells knickknacks and stuff, right?
GameStop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's that one called?
GameStop.
No.
Oh, ThinkGeek?
Yeah, ThinkGeek.
ThinkGeek.
They have ThinkGeek on the side, and that's where this whole weird bringing in weird retail stuff
well,
is come from.
Also, PC Downloads, formerly called Impulse.
Yeah,
sounds
they
like
had
a, something else
they had a PC download service, which I don't think went anywhere.
It didn't
I think that died
well,
out
I
pretty
guess.
Quick.
Anyway, they founded MovieStop, too.
I mean,
another,
you
like,
know a company's
thing.
Not doing great when the CEO steps down and is like, I'm done. He throws in the towel.
Yeah, I mean,
so
it's a publicly traded company.
One of the CEOs is just like, I'm done. I've had enough.
Yep.
That happened, like, what, a year or so ago?
I think
ago.
So.
I mean, technically, it's been around for 35 years. 1984. I mean, if you consider Babbage's, I mean, it's considering it.
Well, I think there was
Babbage's.
Probably GameStop. They were probably more local in some areas.
I worked
but it's
at
in
Babbage's.
All these countries, see? From Australia all the way to Switzerland,
yep.
You know?
But I don't know if they do go under, it makes you wonder where who's gonna step up, and, you know.
Pretty big company.
Well, the market is changing so much that maybe nobody does step up, and it's just all Best Buy for a while.
That's
until Best Buy just drains it all.
I just feel bad for these brick and mortar stores that aren't like transitioning to an online business too. I know Best Buy is trying their best, and they are online.
And GameStop.
GameStop is too, but how do you compete with Amazon? It's just a monster that has monopoly
you,
on the online purchasing business.
Yeah, but that's why with brick and mortar retail, you do things that you can't kind of do at Amazon.
You gotta appeal to someone who walks in.
Yeah.
Someone who wants something
now.
Let's
be honest.
Now.
They mostly like to get children in a store like that. Yeah. It's flashy and it's
but
like...
But the problem you're always going to face is that you have more of an overhead for a brick and mortar store. You have to pay employees who are working there. You have to pay for registers. You have to pay for lighting. You have to pay for the heating.
Some of that stuff is really just one-time cost, though. It's not like you're paying for a register every day.
But versus a big warehouse that where robots are now doing a lot of your work.
Yeah, but also, but it's not like Amazon doesn't have costs either, right? Oh, They've got server costs. They've got all those factory costs. And...
Right. But now, Best Buy has to do the same thing with server costs and warehouses because they're doing both brick and mortar and online business. So it's just, I feel bad for them. I feel like it's only a matter of time until Kohler's and every other big factory store or brick and mortar store is just going to be gone.
I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think brick and mortar is just going to
I'm not
disappear.
Saying all of them, but I'm just saying a lot of them are going to keep dying off.
Yeah, but a lot of them that die off do it because of stupid choices. I mean, let's face it. There's a lot of companies that should be around today that aren't because...
Toys R Us.
Because they've made poor choices. Well, Toys R Us went under...
Toys R Us is trying to come back.
Toys R Us went under because of that leveraged buyout that I have no idea how it's legal. How is it that you can take out billions of dollars of money you don't have?
Well, they gave it to the executives and gave them bonuses when they sold the company.
Well, yeah, but it's... But they bought it with, like, a couple billion-dollar loan. Like, how is that even legal when... There's, like, no way anyone's ever going to pay that back.
Did you know they're trying to come back, though? Yeah. That's True, T-R-U, which was kind of their code name to begin with. But they're trying to rebrand it and revive it from the dead.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. I hadn't heard about that.
Yeah, right here. Toys R Us Back from the Dead will open U.S. stores in 2019.
I've heard rumors that KB Toys is supposed to come back, but I've never seen it. Everyone was like, you know, KB is going to rise like a phoenix from Toys R Us's ashes. But I do want to give one quick tip to GameStop. To get me into your store, just don't have it smell like urine.
Ooh.
You know?
Like homeless people have been
You know, that's the big thing. Because when I went there last, I was like, man, this place smells like urine.
That's because all these little kids have been waiting in line. They have to pee so bad, and they don't want to go to the bathroom and lose their place.
Or some guy's dog marked his territory. I don't know.
Something.
So, back to Classic WoW?
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Yeah, it's fun.
Totally interrupted
that. So, Tyson was a peach, and he went ahead and reserved my character, my druid.
Mm-hmm. Reserved the name.
Because I'm too cheap to spend the money now and have 2 weeks of not playing the game.
Yeah, just...
I'm not really interested in the main game right now.
Yeah, I just reactivated not too long ago, but I used the gold I've just accrued to do it.
Nice. How much gold did it cost you this time, Tyson?
130-something thousand.
Jeez, Louise.
I still got like 750, 760-ish on my main character, so...
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, you used to have over a mil.
Yeah, I did, until I kind of stopped grinding gold and...
Stopped playing
for a while. Yep.
So how much money were you able to get up to with your little beta tests and stuff?
Oh, like how, I got close to a maximum? Gold.
One gold?
Yeah.
I love it. Yep. In old WoW, Justin, you had copper, silver, and gold. Well, you still do. But it's like you'd get a few copper for doing a quest in the old one. Yeah. Now, money. If you don't get a couple gold, you're like, man, I'm not going to do that quest.
So that's copper boring. Was more rare?
No.
No, they just, the currency was like 100, is it 100 copper equals
yep.
1 silver?
Yep, 100 silver is
100 silver is 1 gold.
Okay.
So, back when the WoW started, its economy was so down that you'd get a few copper for every quest. Now, you have to get like a few gold for every quest, or, you know, up in the tens at least, right?
Yeah, nowadays.
Now it's like, if you don't have at least over 10, it's like,
Yeah,
that's a lame
you
quest
loot like
reward.
I'm looting treasure chests, and it's like, oh, here's an item that sells for 13 gold. Here's an item that sells for 100 gold. Or, I mean,
wow,
the inflation's crazy.
Yeah, the inflation just went out of hand. So it'll be fun to go back.
It's a virtual currency.
It is. It's a virtual economy. In fact,
but you can spend real money to get it, right?
Yes and no.
From the beginning, they used to have people that would gold farm for you. And so you could hire people.
Is that legal?
No.
Okay. I was what?
But it would be people around the world that say, hey, I'll make... You can buy gold from us.
Yeah, like 10,000 gold to give us 50
bucks. Buy eBay or something?
No. What it was is a company... Well, these company. I'm using companies, let's say, in quotes here.
Sketchy people in
Russia.
Like five people in, you know, some rundown house out in the middle of nowhere.
What they would do is just grind out gold. They'd get, like, say, a couple thousand. And they'd be like, hey, we'll sell you this 1,000 gold for, like, $5.
Yeah.
You know.
And then how would they transfer it to your account?
What they would do is you would put... Generally, how it would work is... They'd
have some no-name character they'd make.
Well, yeah.
And they could then delete.
Well, what...
And they'd deliver the goods to you.
There was, like, a couple ways they would do
it.
Oh,
in the
game. They would either, like, mail it to you... Or trade it?
No, in the game.
In the game.
Or they trade it with you, or there were other ones where they would have you... They tell you, like, okay, put up some item on the auction house for 5,000 gold and we'll buy it.
Yeah, so for the longest time, they would not... they wouldn't really... wow, the people Blizzard didn't want you doing this, you know, so they'd say, we highly recommend you don't do it. You know, they put all this information out. Don't do it. It's a bad idea because, you know, you could get scammed. And it's easy to get scammed. But finally, that's Blizzard's like, okay, enough's enough. And they started tying real money transactions to gold.
Well, kind of.
And through their game time.
Yeah, well, what they have is a token that you can
buy. So now you can buy tokens.
With real money, and it'll tell you how much it'll sell for on the auction house.
Yeah.
You don't put the price up yourself. It's just,
this is how much.
What
that economy of that realm is selling it for at that time.
Yeah.
And what it represents is 30 days of playtime.
Yeah.
A token does. And you can actually cash it in and get your 30 days of playtime.
You can get 30 days of playtime, or you can use it as like a BattleNet currency as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
So it's whatever you want to do.
So it's $15 is what that is.
Yeah.
Each token.
Tokens, so I think 20.
And how many did it cost you? You said over like 130,000?
Right now it was like 130,000.
130,000 gold pieces
when,
in real game.
Here's the thing though. When the tokens first came out, it was like 15,000.
Yep. So even that economy
is gone. I remember being like 20,000 for this token?
Yeah. I bought a few of them. And I got free game time at first.
Yep.
And I was like, I'm loving this.
Yeah, and now
and
I'm like...
And Tyson's like, you want to go farm gold? Yeah, sure. It's like free money.
Yep. And now I'm like, man, I wish it was like 15,000 again.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like the house
then
economy.
Tyson basically is able to support his, you know, WoW playing with actually playing WoW.
Yep, that's why...
So you play to play.
You get rewarded while playing.
You play to earn the money to be able to
so
keep
you're
playing.
You're not really paying for your subscription.
Nope. Well, Blizzard's still getting money because someone bought the token, but...
Yep.
But no, I'm not paying any money. I mean, if I had to pay
the
$15
a month... for the game when it came out.
Yeah, but that's like a very small drop in the bucket for WoW. Really, what they want is subscribers. They want people just always subscribed. That's going to bring them the most money.
Yep.
Because they get $15 a month, or from there it goes down per month. You know, you can buy like a year's worth for the best price, but, you know.
Yeah, well, they give you a little discount.
A little discount, but still, that's like $80, right, for a year?
Probably.
So that's what they want you to do, is just keep paying them that. I mean, sure, they'll put out another expansion, but you'll notice now I can get the last time expansion for free.
Yep, when a new expansion comes out.
The new expansion's out, and they'll just bump you up to the latest one.
Yeah, it's just a way to get people to play because, you know, it's like, oh, I don't have to buy all these expansions now.
So that's why Classic WoW is so exciting, because they actually said, okay, it's totally like a fan thing, isn't it? That's basically why they're doing it. I mean,
it's going back
it
to
is
the original.
Kind of advertising their game, but...
Yeah, well, it's a weird thing how it started. Like,
yeah, tell me.
After they've changed it so much, like, well, apparently there since WoW existed, there was always the private servers, you know, the people who were pirating it.
Yes, so people on the side making it not for real, but
yeah,
not legitimate.
Yeah, who had their own
that's
servers.
What Brandon and I were doing for a little while.
And
he played,
kind of like Phantasy Star Online.
He played on the fake realm with me for free, and I was like, Brandon, this is so janky. There was things about it that were totally not good.
Yeah, things that were broken because
the
server wasn't.
So he never played like the real game with you guys?
No, he did.
He did for a little bit. Yeah, we still have a character or two of his in the guild.
And Ryan?
Basically, what
Ryan always played Horde.
Yeah.
He played the Blood Elves, and so they're Horde. We always are mostly Alliance, but no, he never did come over to our realm. He always wanted to play in his Pride More one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But
Proud
I mean, this, this,
oh, I think this pride. Is
it, that's actually why. Yeah, there's a lot of people apparently that he knows.
So yeah, there. His friends. Yeah. That makes sense. Yeah.
Proudmore, but it actually is the last name of a character in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Jaina Proudmore, right?
Yeah.
Works out.
There's
for
more
them.
Proudmore characters.
Maybe that's
though.
Why his group chose that.
Yeah. Anyway, what were you gonna say, Tyson?
It's just I don't know. We were talking about how it came to be, or
so they were cutting back on basically illegitimate servers being made, right?
Well, they were.
Is that they
wanted to
ever trying to do it?
Well, no. They've always been doing that.
But I mean, is that why Blizzard's trying to do the classic WoW?
No, the classic WoW is really happening because of the demands there now.
Yeah. So
tell me this. You said that the economy has shot way up with their money system.
Yeah.
But you're saying in the original WoW, this new WoW that's coming out, that's basically a relaunch.
Well,
of the
old
original,
WoW, yeah, old the
but
new
this,
old WoW.
It's the original currency back down in its normal.
It's original
economy.
In
well,
every
the,
way
the,
too.
Yeah.
Right?
The
with its jank.
The reason the economy is like. As it is because Blizzard has made more ways and made it so much easier to get more in-game gold, basically.
Uh-huh.
Like, back in Classic WoW, it was a lot harder to
work
get money.
A lot harder.
Yep.
As the game progresses, they need to give you more incentive to keep playing and keep getting better
and things
more
costed
gear.
More, and they're
and
like,
so
well, since it costs more,
always
we have to
like
give
this
you more.
Ramp that's going up.
Yeah. They have
just
to
like,
give you more opportunities to get more gold.
And that's just why, the same reason why we are always like, oh, I can get paid more at this job, so
yeah.
I guess I'll leave this job.
Well,
and go
the
over
cost
here.
Of living goes
that's
up.
What drive, yeah. yeah, that's what drives up the economy, is just everybody always wanting a little bit more income.
So much like real life.
That's
wow.
Why,
but it's,
that's why McDonald's that's why, can't hire you for less than like $11 an hour right now or something.
Is this why some people just don't work and they just play WoW, I guess? It's like their life, some people.
Well, you're not really going to make money that way.
You don't
way.
Really make money.
I guess you can't make
unless
it a job.
You do it by illegitimate
some people are making,
means.
And this is a different topic, but Fortnite. A kid won, I can't remember how many millions of dollars, but it was like a lot. It was like $50 million.
Yeah, Fortnite's one of the biggest games in
the world. A 14-year-old kid.
Yeah.
So now he's set for life because he plays Fortnite.
Well,
you know what's sad
but that's
is...
that's like winning the lottery. See?
Of course.
Yeah.
He's really
it's,
good, too.
It's like he just
he's
got
the only
lucky,
one that's that
the
good.
Right time.
Yeah.
There was some competition and he won... I don't know. So,
you know what the sad thing about that is when we were kids, nothing like that existed.
I know.
Mm-hmm. It was
we were
never
so good at these hard games.
Yeah.
No reward for that.
Except
we
for
were
nice,
recognized online.
You felt proud of yourself.
Right, though. But nobody knew about it
when
online because the internet didn't exist.
When I could 100%, Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time.
Yeah, when
I
could do
without
battle
a strategy
codes
guide,
and,
I was
and
all
like
excited.
Not hit any of those walls on that level with the, the
yeah
hovercraft.
Yeah, that's no one's ever beaten the third level.
No one believes that, right?
Oh,
that's
no.
The whole thing.
Justin did it.
David watched me. He's my living proof.
Well, we would do it together, but then it'd get to the point where I had to just let Justin
it's
go
too
on.
Fast. And he's like, David would go, and then it kills you both. You both have to start the level halfway through at the last checkpoint. Tyson still thinks that nobody's beat level 2
yep.
on Battletoads.
It's just a myth, man. Just a myth.
It's totally not possible.
Yep, not possible.
Well,
what
to
about
be
the
fair,
snake
we'd
level?
Usually try and get into
snake
that portal.
Snake one's tough, too.
Also, you did pass the
portal. We'd usually try to get into the portal because that
yeah, there's
like
a portal.
Bet.
On the fifth to last wall, you go down, and there's a portal there. And
fifth
takes
to last wall. Come on, Justin. There's no fifth to last wall on Battletoads.
Oh, Battletoads is classic.
Okay.
Most people couldn't make it past the second level anyway, because every time you try to hit the birds or something, you turn into that like dumbbell.
And well,
and
if
like,
you're playing
two
player,
kill your friend.
You usually end up anviling your friend off the cliff.
Yep.
And then you on accident, but then it becomes a fight because you're like, "Why'd you do that to me?" And then you fight.
It's like I was trying to hit the bird. I wasn't trying to hit you.
I just wanted your sword. I mean, I just wanted to kill that bird.
Oh man, those multiplayer games like that where one person would always like hog the food items.
Yeah, get all the lives.
Playing
the,
Ninja Turtles, you got one
bugs.
Block left and your friend comes
you're
up
like,
full
pizza
health.
Time.
Yeah.
Why'd you do that? You had full health. I had one bar.
It's like I wanted 1,000 points.
It's like, yeah, I wanted the points. Because those do a lot for you in those old games.
Hey, you got extra guys.
Has anybody ever... figured out what the points do for you in the original Super Mario Brothers game?
Just probably bragging rights.
It's just
all
a
about
number.
Bragging rights, yeah. You could like take a you know picture with like a film camera with
no way to and do then show it. People. Yeah.
Oh yeah, those like Kodak film ones that never would get the TV right.
Yeah, it'd be all this weird blurry.
Yep, image. It's like that kind of looks like Katana kicking a guy. It could be a hoagie. I don't know.
Retro so, games.
Let's yep. let's move on then to another topic. What did we? What else did we have?
The Switch Joy-Cons.
Yeah, yeah, let's
touch base on that.
But, well,
I got something to start us off with.
Okay, go.
Okay, so, Spawn Wave, he's a YouTuber.
Never heard of him.
I love the guy.
Never heard of him.
You have?
He's like Grant, you know? Kind of looks like Grant. Anyway, he likes to tear down things and open them up and look inside. He does it gaming with controllers. Stuff
or yeah, yeah. Any tech?
Game controllers. He'll do it with mostly video game stuff, right? Okay. Occasionally he will like dig into something else, but it's really just video games. So he's like, I'm going to get the Switch Lite, I'm going to get the new Joy-Con controllers, and I'm going to get the new version of the Switch, and I'm going to look in them. So he tore open the Joy-Cons in the newest version of the Switch they just released.
Are they any different?
The one that Clint, or that, yeah, Clint just got.
Cliffhanger, here goes.
So, no, it's not different.
What?
It's not any different.
No!
Visually.
He's whoa, like, okay. So well, maybe they
you know the
then.
Little pad yeah. that has the little sensor? Plastic.
I tore mine up.
The little sensor things that yeah. can scrape
they,
away.
They kind of smoothly go across.
He was the guy, he was one of the only YouTubers who was like, this is actually what's causing the problem. Is this,
yeah, this little stuff like scrapes away. White
and so
flaky
he took
stuff.
A knife to him and it still scraped away. So he's like, it
kidding?
Appears that there's no difference in this design. He's
oh,
like, however.
Gosh.
You know, maybe over
put
time,
a new,
if you, like, took
well,
a year
maybe they,
of rubbing
my only
it.
Thing is maybe they found a better, stronger, like, surfacing agent.
Yeah, exactly.
Like
that's what
glossy
he was saying. He's like,
cover.
There's possibility of that.
Because
but
if he's using a knife to go, well, yeah, it's going to
yeah,
scrape
yeah,
it off.
Yeah, and he did
but,
say that. He's like, but still, it's the same design. They didn't change
yeah.
the design.
Well, like, yeah, that functionality is still exactly the
they
same.
They may have improved.
The way that those things slide.
Like, the product a little bit.
Did I tell you that I opened one of those?
Yeah, I did too.
That I caught myself opening you, it.
Oh, yeah?
Because the way that enclosure is housed around
yeah,
the
metal
the,
plate
the
that
stick,
goes all around it.
It is so tight around there. I had to, like, pop it with a... I can't remember if I was using a screwdriver or something. But I was pushing so hard that I poked my finger and I... Or my hand, and I started bleeding. I was like, dude, maybe this isn't worth it. I just wanted to see the technology inside.
Yeah,
like
I
that video.
Mine with, like, tweezers and...
Because I didn't need that stick anymore. It was destroyed. It wasn't working right.
Yeah.
It was a drifter.
To see it too.
You know there's a better tool than a knife? It's called a rock.
Oh, yeah, actually, I did use my knife.
just,
I used
it
to
pry. I wasn't, like, pointing it at my hand, but I used that a little bit, and then I was using a screwdriver a little bit more, like, not so carefully. Just as I want to get in this thing and see what it looks like.
But what he had to say was pretty good. Like, you know,
what about
maybe,
the light?
Maybe
oh.
it's improved. And so he's going to get the light. But Tyson's got a good point that, well, that's going to be even more of a pain for people to replace
yeah, well, you
the
have
sticks
to
in that because
the
they're not just dealing with a little
well, maybe it's easier.
Joy-Con. They got to pull the whole
yeah,
system
it's
apart.
All,
to get
it's
that
all
one.
Laid out differently. All the components
yeah,
in there.
It'll be a little different.
But the tech is probably...
But,
the same. My
Spawn
bet is.
Wave guy's like, you know what? I bet it's not
it's
any different.
Probably not.
Why
different.
Would it be at this point?
They have hundreds of these little stick, like, and whatever parts.
But
yeah,
they've already manufactured a bunch of them.
But the problem with the light could be is if they just build it onto the motherboard.
Oh.
You know?
And you gotta solder it off.
Yeah.
That's yeah.
Because sorry. Because the Joy-Cons could easily be just connected to the motherboard. That
well,
way.
It could.
Well, yeah.
But then how are they going to replace these when they fail?
They don't. They have
well, you got to get yourself a new Switch Lite.
Yeah.
That being said, if they are like that, that means it's probably a different design.
Well, the
if
stick looks different.
On.
It's white. But that doesn't mean that all they did is yeah. put a different sock on top of that thing.
Some guy in the factory is putting a little sock
he's
on.
He's like, woohoo, it's different. See? Everyone yeah. thinks it's different because I changed it to white.
Yep.
That's racist.
Yeah, but we'll see when the Switch Lite comes
yeah,
out.
Yeah, I'm excited to see his teardown of the Switch Lite, and then
well, you know what? That it's gonna be easy.
And
to
he's
open
gonna tear
though.
Down the new Joy-Cons that are coming out in October.
The new Switch Lite, all it is the same triangular screws. on the back of the system, just like all of Nintendo's screws are.
Yeah, they put those on the outer shell of everything, so and then there's regular screws. For kids to get into.
Right. But adults who know what they're doing can void their warranty all they want.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But speaking to that, let's move into, how America decided to replace Joy-Cons for free.
Because of a law.
But the rest of the world won't.
Nintendo of America is a completely separate entity, right?
Well, yes and no.
With a return policy.
Well, probably. Nintendo Japan still makes all the rules, from my understanding. Well, so it's not like Nintendo of America can do their own thing. They can't do that.
They got authorization, obviously, to be able to do that.
Yeah, and I'm sure it's because someone here started the class action lawsuit.
Yep.
Other countries haven't done
that
yet.
Right, Justin? Class action lawsuit.
Yes, you guys are telling me, but it probably didn't go through in the courts or something?
Well, it hasn't hit the court. Well, it hasn't hit, a judge yet.
I feel like this microphone might be a little too far.
And, I'm assuming that...
Did I just pull something out?
Probably.
Where is this supposed to
be?
No,
we're still getting a feed. Just go.
Are we?
It's just with the video equipment.
Okay.
One of those down
there. Oh, so. All right, I just didn't want to pull something out.
Yeah.
I just wanted the mic to be a little closer.
We'll fix it. Now the volume's going to be all weird. Like, just somebody whisper quiet in the last 5 minutes. It'll be super loud. It's just, I don't know. Like, with the reason we're doing it is just because there was a class action lawsuit. Nobody else has that yet. And when they do, I'm sure you'll see the same policies pop up.
Yeah.
Well, I kind of hope that they get sued.
Yeah.
Just because so many people are experiencing this.
This is a big help for their case. Is like, look, we started making it right, so...
Yeah, but then they're keeping it hush-hush so not many people know how to do it.
But, if they keep talking about it, then it's just going to make the problem worse at this point. So Nintendo's like, zip our lips and just give them what
I have a drifting stick right now.
Do you?
Should I send
another one?
Just the left one?
Yeah, their policy is they'll let you do any...
I don't have to send the other one.
Whether you bought it with the system, whether you bought it separate, whether
you... No, tell you question. What? If I send in... If just the left stick is drifting...
Yeah.
But I send in both of them. Are they going to replace them both?
Probably not. You would have to tell them, hey, I want you to replace both.
Chances are they're...
You would have to say both are drifting.
But they're not going to test it first?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know what they do.
Because it doesn't do it all the time. It's only like...
You could say, I've noticed it does it sometimes, even though that might not be 100% correct. Mm-hmm. You could just say, hey, I'm worried that it might do it worse. You know, it might get worse. You know,
or I could just
say,
have fun with
like
this and pay $7 for the little replacement part on Amazon and open it up myself.
It is pretty fun.
It was fun.
I liked doing it.
And Tyson, you would love it too.
No. Tyson would hate it. But Tyson should just give us his old one if he can find it anywhere.
This
and let
is
us
annoying.
Fix it for him.
Nah, I don't wanna do that.
Well, I can do your sticks if you want.
Yeah.
Did you find your other controller?
They're here somewhere, I think. I have to look for
them. Tyson uses them as a coaster.
Yeah.
Turns them upside down, puts his drink on it.
Yep. It's wedged in a shelf somewhere to keep the shelf propped up.
Did you hear Clint and Nate? They hate the Switch dock. They call it the toaster dock, and they think it's the dumbest thing that Nintendo did with
the
Switch.
That's totally just stupid, thing.
Nate is so overprotective about the screen. He thinks it's going to get scratched. I'm like, dude, your screen doesn't get scratched when you put it in the dock.
It does.
There's this rubber lining inside.
It does scratch it, but it scratches it on the non-viewable area.
Yeah, it scratches it on the bezel.
It's on the bezel.
So who cares?
Who gives a crap? And I have a glass screen over mine.
It's just like you said. There's a whole lot of media or buzz about certain topics with the Switch.
He's like, I think it's dumb. I'm like, the only thing I think that's dumb about it is that there's not much breathing room underneath, but there's a fan on the top, right? Isn't there a fan on the top?
Let me tell you about this.
I don't know
Spawn
if the fan...
Spawnwave also tested how hot the Switch can get. He tested it.
Who tested that?
Spawnwave guy.
Oh.
He had it heating up. He added heat to it so that he could see...
To see what would...
When it would shut itself off.
Yeah, how much it could take.
And it never shut off.
Really?
Yeah.
Does it not have an auto shutdown?
He couldn't get it to auto shut off.
Well, then he wasn't getting it hot enough.
No, he was.
So it doesn't have
auto
shutdown.
He got it way hotter than
an iPhone will shut
would
down.
Ever get on their own.
Yeah, I don't know if your Android will do it, but my iPhone will shut down
if
it gets too hot.
My phone never
it says, sorry, you. I'm shutting the phone down, and it's
too hot.
But my point is, the Switch was well built, so that it doesn't even really need the fan.
Really?
To actually be okay.
Well, there's no spinning discs or anything. That's usually what gets the optical fan will
help,
is what got hot.
Help keep it cool so that people won't be concerned. Or so it won't get hot in their hand.
Well, technology's getting to a point. Think of your phone. iPhones and Android phones, they don't even have fans. And they don't need them.
Because there's no for the most parts.
It's only when you're in direct sunlight and you're really playing an intensive game like Infinity Blade back in the day. Whoops.
That's fine. Too.
Anyway,
it's fine.
Care my point is, anyway. He's tested it, so the whole, oh, it's so hot, it's turning into an oven, is really dumb because it doesn't really
I've never
affect
had a problem
Switch.
With the Switch
it
getting
doesn't
too
affect
hot.
It.
My Wii U, on the other hand, I told you about this, right?
Mm-mm.
I was playing Zelda, the new one, Breath of the Wild, on it once, and I would keep it in kind of like your little cabinet thing here, Tice.
Yeah.
And there was no ventilation, right? And it apparently got so hot, it just shut down.
Yeah, I could see that happening.
My Wii U just turned off. But, yeah, the Switch doesn't get too hot, so I don't think it would do that. Tyson, you look like you're really tired. Not into this. Have you completely lost interest?
No, I'm still awake. I'm still here.
What topics does Tyson want to bring up?
Oh, Tyson already talked about his topics.
Yeah, I think we're...
By the way,
we're close to done.
Since we were talking about this earlier, I came up with a name. Okay.
Poop Scoop. All right, ship it.
Nope. True Gaming and Stories by Tyson.
No.
Or just True Gaming. Or just True Gaming.
But what?
Tyson's True Gaming.
This sounds like some documentary series about who the killer is.
True Gaming and Technology Stories.
What is the True even for? Because
it's true. It's all true.
Is it?
It all is. It's so true.
You know, especially the part about Marilyn Manson and...
And how we used to shop at Ernst.
Tyson's Gaming and Technology Show.
So we could pretty much say whatever we want and just say it's true.
Yeah. Tyson saves the world.
No. I love how you just, like, threw that into some, like, random generator.
Generator. Gaming and Technology Saves the World.
Yeah, no.
What is what saves the world? What is that?
Stuff you should know about Tyson.
No.
End gaming.
No.
Yes.
No.
Let's dig
into
it. I know about Tyson.
No.
Yes.
Tyson's
pull
lab.
Those skeletons.
Tyson's lab. Gaming and technology lab.
No, we're not a lab.
Sure we are.
I think the man Tyson's cave would be better than any of.
We'll
those
just
things.
Make. We'll look by next time. Air quotes next time.
Tyson. It's your task this week.
Oh, come up with a name.
For the next 2 weeks is to
the
come up with a good name.
The planet of gaming and technology.
No.
Because the poop scoop, I agree, it probably needs to go away now.
Yeah.
Tyson and his friends.
Yes! We got it.
There it is.
Oh, man.
Tyson and his friends.
Whatever.
Whatever.
I guess that works.
Tyson and his friends.
Tyson and his friends, episode 75. Going to talk about this Charlie Brown book.
Go. Cool.
Okay.
So are we going to put this one on YouTube?
No,
start
I don't
getting
know.
Some real pop publicity.
Oh, you mean from those my eight subscribers?
Although Tyson has like how many views on that Tomb Raider video now?
Like over 1,000, like
wow.
1,100 something.
Tyson's making it big with that.
Oh yeah, that Tomb Raider video, which I have no idea how it's getting those views.
Yep.
Wait, is this just a
he got into some algorithm that's just launched that one video? Out.
Yeah, that
he's
that
got
one
1,000
video.
Views on that thing. That's all the rest are like in the.
Like,
you
rest
know,
are
titans.
Like, yeah, 10. Like,
why the Tomb Raider?
Tomb Raider. Several are like zero.
I thought, well, yeah, maybe because
the
lady.
Did you use some keywords in your...
No.
Okay.
You can look at the description and everything.
The thumbnail. What is the thumbnail? Because if the thumbnail
is
like...
it from her fourth
possibly
game?
Provocative
yeah.
looking at
no,
all.
No, it's not. It's not. I think it's just...
Because, you know...
Her bosom was extra big.
Some
and
kids
yeah.
just started clicking on
it.
Because they're like, yay!
Yeah, it had some weird rendering error where the left bosom was like two times bigger or something.
Well,
yeah.
Every Tomb Raider, they got an extra cup
yeah.
size. So
I guess that's been it for today.
Tyson and his friends.
Yep, podcast.
We weren't going to cover anything else?
No, it's...
Do you want to cover anything else?
Eh, we got other stuff to
do. I was just wondering about other tech news, just... not necessarily games.
Well, I don't know. It's
go to Spawnwave for that. He's got all the
yeah. We've been going for about an hour. I think that's good.
Yeah, let's not force right. it. You gotta let it come out naturally.
Yep, let it, like a nice fart, you know, just let it come right out.
If you force
it
too much, then you have problems.
Yep, then the poop comes with it.
It's like that. It's like
never
that,
trust a fart.
No.
Wow. It's like that.
That's the rule for runners. You never trust a fart.
No. What is it, that chair that they want you to use to poop? Like the...
Yeah, the squatty potty.
The squatty potty.
Yeah, you poop
rainbows.
It just
naturally comes out. And yeah. When you get, like, yeah, rainbow-flavored yogurt.
Yeah.
When you
it
use that stool.
It just comes out that way. When you use
the
squatty potty.
Oh, this is awful. Anyway, everybody, safe poops. Safe poops.